The state's film incentives helped lure the Johnny Depp picture Public Enemies to shoot in Wisconsin last year, but the governor cut them out of the budget he proposed to the legislature. Doyle says if you compare the cost of the incentives to the benefits, they're ineffective. For example, his office says Public Enemies cost the state about as much as it made back in economic activity. The plan lawmakers approved last night would put the credits back in the budget, albeit with some changes. Milwaukee Democrat Tamara Grigsby says these revised credits are geared more toward productions that spend at least a third of their budget in the state.
We've addressed the problems in a way that would create incentives for Wisconsin residents to be hired. We've created incentives that purchases be made in Wisconsin. We've created incentives that non-residents don't get more credit and more support than residents would get.
The new version of the film incentives would also cap any payments at $3 million to keep companies from taking advantage of them. While this plan passed the Joint Finance Committee unanimously, it's by no means a done deal. Depending on how the credits are written, the governor could use his veto pen to either change them or get rid of them altogether. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.